Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2251. Growth happens at our limits. Embrace it. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from our health and fitness podcast, Optimal Health Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this, and please do follow or subscribe to that show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Dr. Neil with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Growth happens at our limits. Embrace it. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We all search for inspiration. Sometimes we find it in a movie montage. Other times in real life stories. And sometimes something awesome happens right in front of us that gives us a fresh perspective. Here's a story from Taylor, Nerd Fitness's chief wordsmith. Quote, "For about 6 months now, I've seen a guy in a wheelchair come into my gym. He comes with a physical therapist and does a variety of assisted rehabilitation exercises. He usually uses low weight dumbbells or assistance bands. He can't stand up, nor can he walk on his own. And it looks like he's rebuilding the coordination in his upper body as well. This guy has been training alongside me while I usually am doing basic powerlifting movements. For the last 6 months, he's been an inspiration, but last week, he reached an all new level. You see, in my gym, it's rare to see people take big lifts to failure, especially a squat or deadlift, for the few people who actually do a squat and deadlift. When I fail on a big lift, dropping heavy weight onto safeties, I definitely get some weird looks. Last week, I nailed new 5-rep squat personal record. It felt great, like I just beat an end game boss. Then, as I'm headed for the water fountain after my set, I saw my rehab friend. But this time, he isn't working with bands or dumbbells. In fact, the therapist isn't even assisting him. He's just coaching him. This guy was standing up out of his wheelchair without help for the first time in his training. I have never seen anybody work this hard. I watched him fight to lift his own body weight. I saw him struggle for every inch. I watched him put every last ounce of effort he had into his legs and posterior chain, and then some. He could have fallen flat on his face, sideways into the weight machines, or onto his therapist. In fact, I almost thought he was going to, but he didn't. He won. It was by far the most inspiring and impressive feat I've ever seen. In a way, it was more impressive than a 500-pound squat, a perfect human flag, or a sub 4-minute mile. And it was just his body weight, just standing up." End quote. Growth happens at our limits. This story helps demonstrate something crucial when it comes to our training. It didn't matter that he was only looking to squat his own weight or 500 pounds. In that moment of struggle, where we're aiming to do something we've never done before, we are all the same. The battle is the same. The mental chess game is the same, and the boss defeating satisfaction is the same. And years from now, Taylor's friend in the gym who just stood up for the first time could be squatting hundreds of pounds. As he breaks personal best after personal best, he gets to have that same struggle, that same moment of, can I do this? And that final, holy I did it. Josh Waitzkin, world champion chess player and subject of Searching for Bobby Fischer, says it best in his book, The Art of Learning. Quote, "Growth comes at the point of resistance. We learn by pushing ourselves and finding what really lies at the outer reaches of our abilities." End quote. Your workouts should not be monotonous. Most people go about their workouts as dull, monotonous worker bees. Step on treadmill or sit down at weight machine. Dutifully suffer through 20 to 60 minutes of exercise at some arbitrary pace. Repeat. Almost all of us have experience with this, grinding out the same exercise day after day because we think it's what we need to do to achieve the results we want. But as illustrated, workouts don't have to be a grind. In fact, they shouldn't be viewed as a grind, but a new opportunity to challenge your limits. Every workout should be exciting. The awesome part? No matter where that limit is, whether you're 500 pounds, 70 years old, or an Olympic athlete, the excitement from leveling up can be electric every time. You can harness this excitement to look forward to your training, meanwhile achieving the results you've always longed for. One step further. Remember in The Fellowship of the Ring, as Sam and Frodo set off to Rivendell and eventually Mordor, Sam pauses for a brief moment at a scarecrow just a few miles outside of his home. Sam, this is it. Frodo, this is what? Sam, if I take one more step, it'll be the farthest away from home I've ever been. For many people that had been in and out of the Shire, they probably walked past that scarecrow without even thinking twice. However, that scarecrow was something monumental for Sam. It signified the difference between the comfortable, safe, known confines that he experienced in his life and the potentially dangerous, unknown adventure that awaited him. Where is the scarecrow in your life? Is it that weight you've never been able to lift for a deadlift? Is it a mountain hike that you've told yourself you would finish but haven't attempted? Is it traveling outside of the country and testing your preconceived notions of other cultures? Is it trying to learn a new instrument or making a new friend or attending an event? Safety and the known can lull us to sleep. They can help us drift instead of taking control, a symptom of good enough. They tell us to mindlessly hop on a treadmill, to aimlessly wander around the gym, to do the bare minimum. Sure, staying within your boundaries can be safer, but your growth is dependent upon what happens outside of the lines, what happens past the scarecrow. So, celebrate each victory and embrace that happiness every time you pass a milestone. And then remember that each time the scarecrow moves further away from home, you must reach even further to challenge yourself. This isn't about crossing the finish line. It turns out, we're not there yet, so we might as well enjoy the journey and do it for the love of the game. Growth happens at our limits, wherever they may lie. It's how much we can become comfortable with being uncomfortable that will determine just how much we can grow. To paraphrase Professor Barnhart in The Day the Earth Stood Still, at the precipice, we change. I want to hear from you. Where is your Shire, and what does the scarecrow represent for you? For me, it's been heavy deadlifts. For 5+ years, that scarecrow was stuck at 315 pounds, the farthest from home I've ever been. And I had been afraid to leave the Shire. So I took baby steps over the past 12 months and just yesterday lifted 320 pounds. I know when I wake up tomorrow, that scarecrow will have moved to 325 pounds, tempting me to venture further. I can't wait for that moment next week when my entire existence is focused on one tiny thing. Pulling that bar loaded up with all of that weight up and over my knees. I know if I can get it there, then I can get through the rest of the lift. I'm excited for the challenge, and I don't know if I'll fail or succeed, but I'm excited to try. You just listened to the post titled, Growth Happens at Our Limits, Embrace It, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, something Steve mentioned jumped out at me, probably because I'm sensitive to it with all of these stay-at-home orders. He talked about performing the same routine day after day, half asleep. Are you finding that's your situation as we continue maintaining our stay-at-home orders? Well, what if we can use this time instead to master something new or reach some of the goals we set for ourselves back in January? You remember those New Year's resolutions you set? So for me, that was one of my New Year's resolutions, to publish more. And so I'm using this newfound time to do that. Oh, and it's amazing that Steve mentioned Josh Waitzkin's book, The Art of Learning. I actually recently listened to that audiobook and it was fascinating. And to complement what Steve and Josh Waitzkin recommend, I'll share with you a quote I recently heard. Don't limit your challenges. Challenge your limits. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, where your optimal life awaits.